Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, in the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
This is a reading from the Revelation to John. After this, I, John, looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. In the early 1990s, a young doctor named Nicholas Christakis was doing research in the southern part of Chicago. He was researching what most of us know as the widower effect. What that means is that often when a couple has been married for many, many years, one spouse will die, and then for reasons that doctors do not understand, the other spouse will often deteriorate and die very quickly. This has been known as the widower effect, and I've seen it in parishes where one spouse dies and the other one goes so quickly. I always called it dying of a broken heart. But this young doctor was in the living room of a woman with Alzheimer's. In this particular case, it wasn't her husband, but it was her daughter who was her primary caregiver. And the daughter was exhausted. As Christakis talked to the daughter, she said that her husband had gotten very sick recently. And then while they were in the living room, she received a phone call from her husband's coworker, who was now suffering from depression because he was so worried about his coworker, her husband, who was sick because he was worried about her, and she was exhausted because of her mother's Alzheimer's. Listening to all of this in that living room, one morning, Nicholas Christakis had a revelation. He realized that all of these people were interconnected by a kind of social network, and that the widower effect did not just affect the spouse. In fact, it rippled out to family and friends and neighbors even. And the widower effect was not just about death or dying or even illness, but it could be about joy or progress or growth. Christakis would write, "I became obsessed with the interconnectedness of this social network and how it impacts our day-to-day lives." He ended up publishing a book by this title, Connection, How friends affect how we live and what we do and think. How friends affect how we live and what we do and think. We know that viruses are contagious. We're hearing all about this Ebola virus and how in West Africa they are quarantining themselves, school is not meeting. We're trying to separate from each other so that we don't spread germs. But what Christakis's theory is that everything from obesity and eating disorders to philanthropy is contagious. That we are so affected by one another in an intricate web or network of relationships that it's not just our childhoods that are affected by our parents, but every day you are impacted by your relationships. Christakis writes, if we want to become more intelligent, maybe instead of making tools, we need to concentrate on making friends. His book has now been translated into 20 languages, and he has been named one of the top 100 most influential people in the world by Time magazine. Could it be that we are more interconnected than we think? Our culture teaches us that you are an individual, and your success or your failure is yours alone. If you have a problem, fix it yourself. But on some primal level, I know that I'm interconnected. When my husband gets sick, I get so grumpy and exhausted. My son Luke was up north at his school, and he got a stomach virus, and he was in the infirmary, and I felt nauseated. I couldn't sleep all night. Or when I was pregnant, my husband would get up at 4 a.m. and eat chocolate cake. He gained 40 pounds when I was pregnant. I think we know we're connected to the people we love, don't we? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating that you don't have any boundaries. That's different. If a homeless person walks in this church and I take on all of his or her problems, I'm going to go insane, right? Boundaries are healthy and they're good. But I bet that there are 4 or 5 people in your life that you love so deeply and so profoundly that you're not really sure where you end and they begin. And when something happens to them, it happens to you. That woman with Alzheimer's, is it really only she that has Alzheimer's? Doesn't her daughter suffer from it as well? And her daughter's husband and his co-worker, who has Alzheimer's? They all do. They're all affected. And really, this research that Christakis is doing, it's something that the church has taught for thousands of years. But we call it a different name. Christakis has these diagrams and mathematical equations to map out your social network, he calls it. But what we call it is the communion of saints. That you are connected to other people through a bond of love that is very powerful. You cannot see it, but it is there. And the people that you love impact who you are every single day. And not only the people that you love who are alive, but also the ones who have died. In fact, I often wonder if when we love someone who's died, if they don't influence us even more after they die. That is one of the Patrick boys. And he is about to be baptized, and so he's singing, which is good. Yeah. Your voice sounds beautiful in here. Hi. When I baptize these little boys and this little girl, Paris, I'm going to splash water over their heads, and it looks so simple, but what we're really doing is so mystical, it takes my breath away. Matthew and Reed and Paris, they're going to become part of this connection in a community that exists beyond this life. They're going to become part of this body of believers. And when we receive communion, we believe that the people who we love who have died are with us here. And these are, God has brought us today three miracle babies. These two boy twins, when they were born, things were a little scary, weren't they, Kim? I visited one of them in the NICU, and you can see the filmers back there. They're from the March of Dimes to show these healthy boys on film now. And then there's little Paris, who has been adopted and loved by these beautiful women. And so we have three babies whose birth was a little fragile. And in their baptism, they're going to be embraced by all of you and by this community that is so great that we cannot even see. Surrounded by this network of love. In the book of Revelation, there's a vision of heaven that John of Patmos has, and he sees that there are these people surrounded by light, and they have robes of white on. And the essence of, I think, what he was trying to convey is that in heaven, you're not going to be alone. It's not a solo operation. There's this beautiful line at the end of the opera, Les Miserables, and the line goes like this. To love another person is to see the face of God. To love another person is to see the face of God. When you get to heaven, there are going to be faces that you see of people you love, and it wouldn't be heaven without them there. Those are your communion of saints. They have to be there for love to be there for you. I want you to trust me for a minute and close your eyes. I want you to envision that you are entering the kingdom of heaven itself. And there are these people that are surrounded by light, and they're walking towards you. They are so beautiful, and they have these huge smiles on their faces. They're coming closer now. You can see their faces now. Who are they? What are their names? These are your saints. You can open your eyes, and now in your bulletin there should be a purple piece of paper. And there are pencils in your pews. I want you to write the names of the people that you love who have died, the people whose faces that you must see in heaven. I want you to write their names and write them legibly, please, because we're going to read their names aloud as we receive communion today. Everything in this culture tells you that you are alone, that your problems belong only to you, that your successes and failures are yours. But that is not true. You are connected to so many others, and especially to the people that you love who have died. They are still with you. They are your saints. And as we distribute communion, we're going to read their names in an ancient practice that is called the necrology, because they're here with us even now. Amen. And now, if our Patrick boys and Paris, could you come up with your families and friends? Come on up, come on up. The ushers are going to pass around baskets, everyone, and we want you to put those purple pieces of paper in the baskets. There you go. You're singing. Are we ready? The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Good. You guys all ready? Okay, here we go. I present
Matthew Ryan Patrick Henry Alexander Patrick to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Okay, parents, godparents, family of Matthew, Reed, and Paris, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? Congregation, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these children in their life in Christ? Now don't forget, because these are twins, they're going to need your help. Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for these children who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. All children are invited to come closer if you would like to see better. Come on up, everybody. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son, Jesus, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen.
Which one wants to go first? How about you?
Name this child.
Reed
Alexander, say hello.
Reed Alexander, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Reed Alexander, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen.
Let me give him a toy. Here, that's for him to play with.
Name this child.
Matthew Ryan Patrick.
Matthew Ryan. I baptize you.
Look, honey, look.
Matthew Ryan, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
There it is.
Matthew Ryan, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Oh.
Here, that's for you.
Name this child.
Paris Renee Nichols.
Paris Renee. Hello. Paris and Renee. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Paris Renee, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your children the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us welcome the newest members of St. John's Cathedral. I think they like that. Good for you.
Welcome, welcome. Yeah, you like it.
Welcome to everyone. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift. But you have to hold your hand up so they can find you. We're so glad you all are with us today. Our pledge drive ended last week, and it was good. Very many people turned in cards or pledged online. You can still do that. There are pledge cards in the back of the church, or you can go on our website to pledge. We're very grateful to all of you. Thank you. Our new prayer order for men, the Brotherhood of St. Andrew, is having a grill and chill tomorrow night. All men and boys of the cathedral are welcome, even the little guys. Details are in the bulletin. Don't forget, next Sunday we're going to honor our veterans and their families. All veterans are invited to wear their uniforms. Now, when I read this at 8, everybody burst out laughing. I guess that means the uniforms are too small now, right? I think so. We have four youth attending a retreat called New Beginnings. These are middle schoolers, and they're asking you to pray for them. Their names are Ben, Connor, Joshua, and Ellie. So if you, their names are in the bulletin. If you don't mind praying for them this week, they're going to go on a retreat. We have a wonderful opportunity through a generous donation. A woman named Dr. Mary Neal is going to be talking here at the cathedral in just a few weeks. She is the author of a national best-selling book called To Heaven and Back. She's a doctor who died and returned, and she's going to come and tell about it. She's very clear that she's not a preacher, so she's not doing the sermon. She'll be talking at 10 o'clock and talking after the 11 o'clock about her experience Sunday, November 23rd. I hope you won't miss it. Bring your friends. She is remarkable, and her book is extraordinary. We still need volunteers for coffee hour in November. You can sign up in Tolliver Hall. And discovery people who've been through that discovery retreat, there is a potluck dinner coming up. Check out your bulletin for details on that. And last but not least, a member of our family. When someone turns 90 or over, I feel like they deserve a round of applause, don't you? Brooks Brown is 94. Brooks, can you stand up? Please join us for cake to celebrate the baptisms and Brooks's birthday in Tolliver Hall after church. And remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For in the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses, that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him, you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember his death.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Please join me in the prayer for sending of Eucharistic visitors. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember that you are not alone. You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.